AJ says it was the other Backstreet Boys that helped to save his life. Correct?
Yeah.
How so?
There was a breaking point for the fellas and me. I started getting worried because we had random drug testing going on. Mm-hmm. Because there was skepticism amongst the five of us if I was doing drugs or not.
Because none of the other guys were drug users.
Not that I know of, mm-hmm. and especially not the way that I was doing mm-hmm. it. I mean, we all went out and had a beer once in a while, yeah. fine, you know, but then abuse it the way yeah. I did. So before every show, we'd go and do a urine test. And I would go and get mine from somewhere else, from somebody who I knew was clean, and try to keep cheating it and cheating it and cheating it.
So you'd borrow urine?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. You'd go to whatever nth degree you could to not get caught. Mm-hmm. And then finally it came down to it where Kevin made his intervention with me in Boston. And we had a day off. We were supposed to go for the first pitch out at a kid's little league game. Mm-hmm. And we had all agreed to do it. And I said, you know what, it's my day off. I don't really have to go. I partied that night before. I was like, you know what, screw it. I don't need to go. Mm-hmm. Kevin was not feeling it, per usual. I know mm-hmm. Kevin with his, you know, no, baby, you will. And, you know, he came and he broke the door down and then he tried to get into my bedroom, had a separate door, and I double bolted it and called me every name under the sun, told me he never trust me again, told me he hated me. And that was it. That was it for me. I was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. This is done. Call my security, call my mom. I said, I want to come home. I want out of the group. I can't do it anymore. Uh-huh. And the next day I flew to Sierra Tucson, Arizona.
Wow. Well, the boys wanted to be here today to tell you how proud of you they are. So coming out, Nick Howard, Brian and Kevin. So good. Surprise.
Oh, great.
Surprise.
Now my beer's going to run.
The only thing you didn't wear your suit, man.
Yeah, we got all dressed up.
Came in from London. Nick, thank you.
Now my beer's going to run. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, but he was saying that it was because of you and the rest of the guys.
Well, it got to a point where we couldn't stand the person he was becoming. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the same person. He wasn't Alex. He was some, whatever, AJ the rock star. And mm-hmm. he wasn't the guy we knew and grew with. And I didn't want to be around him anymore. I couldn't stand him. And it reached a point where he was totally unreliable. He was lying. He was just not a good human being.
Not showing up for rehearsals.
Not showing up for anything. Mm-hmm. Lying, reneging on his responsibilities, saying yes to things when he should have said no to obligations mm-hmm. and things. And I reached a point where I'm like, you know, either you're gonna change or you're not gonna be part of my life. You know? Mm-hmm. So, and it was hard, and you know, the whole world found out about it, and it was hard, and we aired our laundry out. Living in the spotlight, try to keep things tucked under, you know?
Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do if you're knocking the door in. And so how does it feel to be here to see him today?
I'm proud of him. It's good to...
good to be able to carry on a conversation with him mm-hmm. and look him in his eyes and see a person behind those eyes instead of just some glaze. Mm-hmm. You know, he
it got that bad.
Yeah.
Brian. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He just looked dead.
Just looked dead. What do you want to say about what had happened?
I was just gonna interject. Kevin and myself and Nick, we were rehearsing in Florida for the Black and Blue tour, mm-hmm. And he didn't show up to a rehearsal. And we were calling him on his phone. And he wasn't answering. And he would just, I guess he would just lose his phone whenever he felt convenient for him, so mm-hmm. he couldn't get in touch with anybody. We were calling his home. He only lived 5 minutes from the rehearsal hall. So Kevin and myself and Nick actually broke into his home in Florida. And that was one of the first times that it really, the intervention really took place, because we saw him laying in his bed where he couldn't get out of it. And for us, that was like, you know, what's up? You know, we have so many things to live for. We have so many things to be thankful for, because God has blessed our lives in so many different ways. And I know he knows that now. And that's good for me. You know, it's closure for me, because I know that he's a man and he stands up for what he believes in. He can move forward. So,
Nick, what do you want to say to AJ?
You know, the thing about AJ that I have been able to learn, and I think that that's, you know, what this is all about, where we're all sitting here, is because we want to learn from people's experiences and be able to not make the same mistake twice.
Right.
And being 23 and the youngest in the group, I was able to look at him and see the things that he was going through and be the little brother in the group. I have to thank you, you know, for being as strong as you are and being the person that you are, especially to come on the show and to tell everybody and to say all the things that mean that much to you, to your heart. And it really helped me out, and I'm sure it's gonna help a lot of people out there too.
I know AJ the longest. We met when we were little kids. And
a little.
I think I was around 14 and AJ was around 11, 10.
8, 9,
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's never 15 years, maybe 16 years we've known each other. Wow. And I used to see AJ all the time. We go out to different auditions in Orlando, and he was at the time was a kid with the jean shirt, the tie, and the briefcase. We all love him. And I've seen AJ grow, and it's just seeing him growing up and how AJ has always, I felt like, wanting to be accepted. He's always wanted to be loved by people, and I think he's always been searching for himself. I think that's what we even noticed with the first signs of the earrings, the tattoos,
mm-hmm.
just all those things. And I think I've seen with AJ, when success comes along, a lot of times people deal with success in different ways. And AJ chose a route to go that led him into extra substance abuse. And I think that's where he felt his acceptance there for a while. And I'm so proud that he was able to find that at such a young age and realize that was the wrong thing. And that he was able to take on something. I mean, in his early 20s, where people, you know, are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are just coming to this point and realizing in life. And AJ took that step upon himself, which I think was a major step at a young age to take that away from his life.
But what we're all grateful for is that he was able to take the step, because
exactly.
A lot of people go down before they can take the step.
They do.
So I know this is a surprise.
Yes, it is. I was like, what? Wait a minute.
When she introduced you at the beginning, we saw you walk out in your pants, and we were like,
I was gonna wear a suit. I was totally gonna wear a suit, and I said, you know what? I just want to be myself. I want to just be as if I were.
Well, actually,
I was gonna wear a suit.
I dressed down earlier. Next thing you know, these guys tell me they're wearing suits. I'm like, wait, AJ's not gonna be wearing a suit.
I talked to this one last night. He said, I'm shopping. So what are you shopping for? Yeah, you know, I'm doing Oprah. And I was like, why are you shopping the night before? So I asked you what you got.
But you gotta like my shirt.
Yeah, that's what you got.
I love the shirt.
So what do you want to say to them? I mean, you had support. A lot of people didn't have support.
And a lot of people don't get support. A lot of people are left on their own to, you know, clean their own wounds. And thank you. You guys really helped a lot. You may not realize in what ways, but you did. Each of you had a different part in helping me realize that I really did have a problem. Because when you're living in your addiction, you don't want to admit it, and you won't admit it, you know? And you guys helped me open my eyes and realize. And then, you know, Kev, you were the nail through the coffin for me. You literally, I mean, broke the door down, for crying out loud. You know, and the things you said, I know, were out of love. They weren't out of real anger and hatred. They were out of love and out of frustration. I know that now. Then, of course, you know, I'm like, yeah. But thank you, each of you, thank you a lot. And it's good to have us all back together again. It's good for all of us to be in the same frame of mind again.
We'll be right back.